Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Monday, the 1st of June. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Well, it seems like Alan Jones has left radio, but he won't lie down. Everybody seems to be milking the story for every morsel, and we're no exception. Jones left 2GB on Friday after dominating Sydney radio for three decades. He left thanking station management, his support staff, and of course, his listeners, describing his show as nothing more than a great big family. Alan Jones won't be leaving the media altogether. He'll continue to appear on various nightly programs on Sky News. Continuing his series on how radio groups are handling the pressure of COVID-19, Radio Info publisher Steve Ahern has turned his gaze to large-scale regional radio. In his latest analysis on the website, Steve talks to Eon Broadcasting's content director, Rod Bryce. Eon operates Mix and CFM on the Sunshine Coast and 2CH in Sydney. Bryce says the group has been lucky enough to keep full-time staff and casuals employed. He says the JobKeeper program has really helped, and the company is ready for an outbreak should it happen, as they've bought high-quality microphone headsets to let talent work from home. Bryce says the entire local newsroom has already moved to news director Nicola Ryan's home, and all bulletins are being done from there. SBS has said farewell to their chair, Dr. Bulent Hastalal, after 10 years. Under the SBS Act, Dr. Hastalal has served the maximum period he's allowed on the board. He spent the last 3 years as chair and the three preceding years as deputy. Radio Info's international sales guru, Pat Bryson, has been watching closely as businesses start to reopen. She's done an analysis of the best way that businesses can re-inject themselves into the marketplace quickly through radio advertising. Bryson says the first messages that businesses send out is extremely important. Her Selling Radio Direct article is on the Radio Info website. Canberra 106.3's commentary team was back on deck this weekend to call the Raiders game. With no crowd, the boys called the match from the studio rather than Canberra Stadium. I think that's pretty smart thinking to stay out of the Canberra winter. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.